This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning more about the tragedy in Baltimore involving a cargo ship that hit a bridge. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Coast Guard says the cargo ship that rammed and collapsed Baltimore's key bridge underwent engine maintenance in port before the incident. Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says authorities were told the Dolly was going to have routine maintenance.
We were not informed of any problems with the vessel,
which ended up losing power before it crashed into the bridge. The disclosure came as divers recovered the bodies of two of the six construction workers who were fixing potholes on the bridge and plunged into the Patapsco River.
The deceased were removed from the vehicle and brought to the shore.
Maryland State Police Head Roland Butler says the other four workers are presumed dead, and once the water is clear of the bridge's debris,
those same divers are going to go back out there and bring those people closure.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There'll be a funeral Friday for former Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. He was 82 when he died Wednesday of complications from a fall. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Senator Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the disputed 2000 election.
Your choice is clear. Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
Lieberman was the first Jewish candidate on a major party's presidential ticket.
Former Presidents Obama and Clinton will join President Biden for a re-election fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall tonight in New York City. Four people were killed and several others injured after a man went on a stabbing spree in Illinois. Rockford, Illinois police say a man is in custody. The Powerball jackpot's up to $935 million. Nobody matched the six numbers drawn last night. This is AP News. The UN says we're wasting a lot of food. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A new UN report estimates that 19% of the food produced around the world went to waste in 2022. That's a little more than 1 billion metric tons of food that could have been helped feed the hundreds of millions of hungry people. The biggest share of food waste, about 60%, came in households. Almost 30% came in food service operations, such as restaurants. The updated food waste index comes 3 years after the UN's first attempt to quantify the problem as part of trying to cut food waste in half by the year 2030. Besides leaving people hungry, food waste means needless greenhouse gas emissions and amounts to a misuse of the land and water required to raise crops and animals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Singer James Taylor will go on tour in 24 cities this year. He's 76. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.